This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It should be exciting for you.
What are the odds this stupid Mets-Orioles game is going to start at any point today?
And it makes me sad. Delayed?
Yeah, I'm just staring at the stupid screen, the weather delay screen. I hate that on the MLB app, they can't show you, like when they go to commercial or when now it's a weather delay.
They could do a lot better on that.
They just have a blank screen. Yeah. Like there's just blurry random images behind and it says the event is in a weather delay.
I'm about to fire up the Miz versus Kershaw.
Yeah. Good one tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Brewers-Dodgers.
Yeah. Although, you know, the Miz, some of the mystique is off of the Miz as well.
Well,
a certain team from New York beat the brakes off of it.
Who hit a grand slam off of that dude? Nimmo? I think it was Nimmo.
Nimmo or McNeil?
Because I thought, it might have been McNeil and then Lindor.
Because
one went back to back.
McNeil slammed the granny, and then I think Nimmo went after that. They went back to back, and I'm not sure which way it went.
Well, guys.
He jacked a granny.
He jacked a granny today.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was Nimmo.
He's not a machine, he's a man.
Yeah, because he hit two grand slams in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
That guy. Brandon Nimmo.
Love me some Nimmo.
What are the odds of that?
That I don't know.
Buck just hit another 90-1.
He's had a nice year. Are you betting on Nimmo? And more importantly, the Winker's back today.
Jesse Winker.
They
still have that guy?
The Winker.
Okay, so we've got the odds. Okay, so this is fun with odds. Okay, here we go. We're back.
It's called sports.
Next city to announce NBA expansion. Now, obviously,
Seattle's getting it.
There are two cities at the top of this list that are very big favorites. Okay,
yes.
Obviously. Obvi, as the kids say.
Well, and it's a slam dunk.
Seattle is 1-1.
Yes.
So if you bet $100, you will just win $100.
Yeah. Boy, that seems like free money.
It really does.
It does.
Shouldn't that be like -400, -500?
Yeah. No, it does.
It's kind of shocking.
Las Vegas is 2-1. So if you bet a hundy, you'll win 200.
Dude, just lay a grand down on either one of those right now.
And then, oh wow, rich guy.
Yeah.
God, I don't have.
I think that's right.
Dude, it's free money.
Boy, I hate it when people say that.
Well,
usually means it's a bad bet, but
right.
In this case, they've got it wrong. We've got it right.
Next on the list. Okay, so I'm going to roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8, 9, 10, 10 or 11 cities, okay?
Okay.
You tell me, because it's obviously going to Seattle.
Yes.
And most likely Vegas.
Yeah.
And I doubt it's going to be more than two. But if there were a long shot bet that is good value, who is it? Okay. So we have Mexico City.
That's not happening.
10-1.
Yeah.
Kansas City, 12-1.
That one makes sense.
Used to have a team.
They used to have a team, and they've said for years that they have an empty building sitting there that, like, they're begging someone, hockey or the NBA, to come. And Kansas City's a nice market. I mean, they support their teams.
Vancouver, 14-1.
That's not happening.
They already had one in.
It failed miserably.
San Diego, 16-1.
Okay.
Louisville, 18-1.
That's interesting. I don't know enough about Louisville.
I worry if that's a little bit too much like Charlotte, where everyone there is college basketball and there just isn't the NBA interest, but I don't know that about Kentucky.
How big is the Louisville metro area?
Nashville, 20-1.
Ooh.
Well, they're getting baseball.
But it just seems like Nashville's booming.
Yeah, everyone right now has a sports boner for Nashville.
Tampa Bay, 20-1.
Yeah, it's not happening either.
St. Louis, 22-1. Pittsburgh, 25-1. Austin, 33-1. Mm. And Montreal, 66-1.
By the way, the Louisville metro area, all encompassing, it's 1.3 million.
Okay.
I mean, that's tiny.
Not very big.
No, that's not.
Not very big.
No, that's not happening.
So I think
Kansas City is the only one that even makes sense there.
See, I think Nashville at 20-1 isn't a bad play. If you're looking for a long shot.
Just because Nashville is
well, they're
hot
they're
right
dumping
now.
Money into sports.
I think sports owners like it because it's a booming metropolis that is more conservative leaning.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm. Well, like I said, they are the Seattle for Major League Baseball. We know it's going to Seattle. Major League Baseball is going to Nashville. I mean, it's done deal. So, I mean, I guess these things do come in bunches, right? I mean, look how quickly no one wanted to touch Vegas. And then just seemingly like overnight, like here come the Knights and then here are the Raiders and then now come the A's. So it does, when places get hot, I mean, they jump, which is kind of thing that scares me about Salt Lake. Like Salt Lake gets the mammoth and then Salt Lake is already... Shovels are in ground building their entertainment district, just waiting for Major League
Baseball. Already got the momentum
from
the hockey team.
They already have the momentum. So I can see that from Nashville. At 20-1, yeah, I'll go along with that.
Okay, NFL, first coach fired. This is always interesting to me. I love these ones.
Yeah.
Because I think that, so my angle on these is, it's you got to find the coach who the team wants to win the most, or the team feels like it should be winning the most.
Sure.
Okay, so like the first coach on this list, the best or the lowest odds is Brian Daboll of the Giants.
Yes.
4-1.
Makes total sense.
Yeah, see, to me that doesn't, because no. I don't think they're quite in other words, they're not you got to find a Super Bowl contender that is going a playoff team. That is, I think this is the value of these bets, is you find a playoff team where expectations are high and they made a bunch of signings and they have the same coach and you know that coach sucks.
You're saying those expectations aren't there for the Giants.
I don't think they are.
Right. Not yet.
If you're talking value, but I mean, there's a reason why odds on favorite, because look, Daboll is going to, he's either rolling out Russell Wilson or he's rolling out a rookie in Jackson Dart. It's not a very good roster. I believe they won 3 or 4 games last year, and Daboll basically should have been fired last year, and somehow they kept him on. And normally when that happens, look, I'd have to look at the Giants' schedule, but the Giants are going to be dogs in most of their games.
You forgot about someone.
Being a man of increase.
Oh, to roll him out there.
Shut up. It's going to be Russell Wilson, or it's going to be...
It's a beautiful day.
Shut up.
It's going to be Russell Wilson.
Bang, bang.
Or it's going to be Jackson Dart. And look at their schedule. I remember looking at this. So they open on the road against Washington. Ouch. Then they're on the road against Dallas. You go 0-2, and your third game is the Kansas City Chiefs. You go 0-3, and there's a real good chance that Daboll just gets shown the door. And they're like, thanks for coming. Take your ass out of here. And then, then the Chargers after that. That is a brutal start to that season for the Giants.
I get why he's the favorite. But he would not be my bet. I don't think you have a good value there at 4-1 because, one, I think if they really wanted to fire him, they would have just done it in the offseason. It was perfect time to do it, and they didn't.
Then I'll see if you, because can I guess who you think is the value
well,
then?
Well, I haven't even gone through him yet.
Well, I've got an idea. I'll bet you, because under your criteria of they should win and could get fired and they are notoriously bad starters, there's one that if you want value, I'm guessing where you're going to go.
Well, here's the other thing about Daboll is I don't think he's that bad of a coach.
No.
I really don't. I think hits more roster there, and I think the Giants know that. So therefore, he would not be my bet. Next on the list, this is NFL first coach fired. Mike McDaniel.
That would have been my first game.
Miami.
I think he should be the shortest odds.
5-1.
Yeah. Well, and he's another guy that more than likely was getting canned last year, and for whatever reason, whether it's finances or continuity, he's getting another crack at this.
He was already on shaky ground.
Yeah, dude. The ownership right now is basically just saying, you give me a reason. Both with Dable and McDaniel, and Miami has a better roster. Miami has had more success. There is that sense of, screw this up 1 inch and your ass is gone.
Okay. Shane Steichen, Indiana 6-1.
Yeah.
He would not be a choice that I mean, I feel like he just got
Who's
there.
Their quarterback? What no, is he supposed Steichen to do with that situation?
Well, I mean, Steichen damn near got fired last year. Bottom line is,
but he hasn't been there long.
Steichen hitched his wagon to Anthony Richardson.
Well, you also have a member of the owner died there.
The owner died.
But so now,
but it's in the family, so it's his daughter's. But normally,
Well, hold on. I think that matters. I think the owner dying matters because I think Ursay was kind of predictable, and I could see him firing Steichen. I could see a scenario here. I think he's way too high on the list at 6-1 because I could see a scenario here where the girls, his daughters, I think, are running it, yes, or whoever's sir. In charge up there,
yeah,
is going to say, well, let's just, you know, let's, we're new, let's just play this out.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a good odd at all. Good odds at all.
I think Steichen is going to get fired. I think the Colts are a mess, but I understand where you're going. You still haven't gotten to the one that if you want odds, that this is where I'm
Well, we're only go. Three in.
Yeah.
I see several on here that are good value.
There's one that I would, if I'm placing a bet, I would immediately go here.
Well, let's pause then. Let's pause and make it really, really, really dramatic because, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this is Fun with Odds continuing. We still haven't even gotten to the NBA over-under win total odds, which is very exciting because the Blazers are right where you think they'd be.
Yeah.
Which is...
I don't have a good feel.
No lottery, no playoffs.
No.
Have you seen this number, Suk? I'd be curious if you could... where your guess would be for it.
I got a guess for it. I don't have a great feeling. I love a season over-under total win because it's just... it's a fun bet.
You get to play it every night.
You get to play it every night. But boy, this year, unless the number is wonky one way or another, this will be a steer clear for me.
Well, we will get to that at 5 o'clock. But wrapping up NFL first coach fired odds, we had Brian Daboll at 4-1, Mike McDaniel 5-1, Shane Steichen 6-1. Next on the list is 6.5-1, Kevin Stefanski of the Browns.
Yeah.
Now, he would have been, if they had a good quarterback, yeah, I think that's decent value, but they don't.
No.
So he may still survive knowing that the expectations aren't that high for them.
Sure.
Jonathan Gannon, Arizona, 7-1.
Really?
Yeah.
They like Gannon down there. I know. Arizona.
I think that's a bad bet.
That's a bad bet.
Zach Taylor, 8-1, Cincinnati Bengals.
There's mine.
Yep. That's a good one.
If you want to have a bet, that's the one. Now, the thing is, their schedule is actually quite favorable. You know, I'm a big schedule guy because your schedule can lead you to 9 wins by beating bad teams. See Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins have not been good ever since he's there. They just can beat bad teams.
His whole thing is they beat all the teams they should beat, and they beat none of the teams they shouldn't.
Yes. And so Cincinnati, with that offense, dude, they should beat bad teams. And they start out with Cleveland, Jacksonville, and then Minnesota that we don't know what they're doing with the quarterback. That should be a 3-0 start. And then you got Denver, Detroit, Green Bay. That gets a little harder. Pittsburgh, Jets, Chicago, Pittsburgh, New England, Baltimore, and then it gets a little tough down the stretch where you got Buffalo and Baltimore, but you finish with Miami, Arizona, and Cleveland. That's a 10 or 11 win schedule for Cincinnati if you even get remotely competent defensive play, right, with the way Burrow and that offense is assembled. Cincinnati is notoriously slow starters. And Zach Taylor is eventually going to have to take some heat for that.
They lost week one to the Patriots last year.
If they start off weird and Cleveland, Jacksonville, Minnesota, Denver, if that's a 1-3 start and things are sideways and Burrow is pissy, did you see any of the clips going on from the new season of quarterback?
Yeah. Look, the new season just dropped.
Yeah, and Zach Taylor, there's a great one in there where they win and Joe Burrow is still screaming at Zach Taylor saying that they're an embarrassment and Taylor's trying
to false starts or something.
Yeah, and Taylor's trying to calm him down and Burrow's having none of it and Taylor's like, "Oh, it's just a competitive guy." And I think there's some real tension there, and I think Burrow is getting sick of that organization. I think he's getting sick of his head coach.
He's getting sick of getting crushed too. He's getting hit more than anybody.
Well, dude, if you look at the numbers, dude, it is the most alarming thing. Joe Burrow has been hit more and has to throw the ball quicker than basically any quarterback in the NFL since he came into the league. And Joe Burrow has been amazing. Eventually, that dude is just going to get tired of this crap. Someone has to take the fall. Of the guys we've mentioned, I don't know if Zach Taylor's the first. I think the first two guys, I think Dable and McDaniel easily could be gone real, real quick. But if you're looking for value at 8-1, I could easily see Cincinnati having another slow start and Zach Taylor not surviving it.
Dave Canales, Carolina, 9-1. Brian Callahan, Tennessee, 10-1.
Really?
He hadn't even coached a game yet.
Well, and he's, I mean,
God, and he's got the rookie quarterback?
Yeah,
quarterback.
That's a bad bet.
That is a bad bet.
Yeah.
Now, here is an interesting one. Kyle Shanahan.
No.
16-1.
No. Jed York likes him way too much.
Zero chance.
That and
boy,
unless they fall
zero
on their faces and they exactly are out of the playoffs. But
exactly,
here's the thing. They won't cut him loose until they're eliminated from the playoffs, and there'll be a coach fired before that.
Okay.
And by the way, I would also like to point out that he makes an F ton of money, and he's guaranteed through 2027.
And someone else would scoop him up in a heartbeat.
And the 49ers are on a bit of a budget right now. They tightened the belt in the offseason. He's not going. And he's tied with John Lynch. And anytime that they have been healthy,
they need him.
Kyle Shanahan is one of the three or four. That's just not going to happen. It's just not.
Todd Bowles, 22-1.
Yeah, there's good momentum down
there.
That's
a good value bet right there.
Yeah.
Because they are expecting. They're expecting to do a few things, yeah, and he kind of sucks. And I could see them being 3-7. And
yeah.
Well, and Baker's been solid, but are you really getting to the next level with him?
Oh. No, but I think they might think that they are.
Right, exactly.
And Bowles ain't getting them there. So that one's, I like that one too. LaFleur, 25-1. Green Bay.
What? Really?
Yeah, yeah. And you see, now we're getting into LaFleur, Tomlin, McVay are all 25-1.
Well, Pittsburgh,
Tomlin's interesting.
Well, Pittsburgh doesn't fire coaches like ever.
No,
and they just
don't
sign through an extension.
But they're also pretty desperate based the moves that they've made.
But again, I put LaFleur in the same category as Shanahan.
Yeah, they ain't firing LaFleur. See, I think Shanahan would get fired before LaFleur. I think Shanahan just has more. If they fail, like if they have a bad start, I think Shanahan just has more baggage. LaFleur, I think Green Bay loves that guy.
And someone pointing out, too, that Bowles signed an extension. I will say this about the NFL. Extensions don't mean much in
the
NFL.
They don't care.
Guys get fired. Guys get fired after a year. Happens all the time. And guys get fired after extensions. The NFL is definitely a league where, for the most part, unless you're a cheap-ass team or you're specifically trying to be budget-conscious like Cincinnati, extensions usually don't mean that much in the NFL. So I think it's an indicator that they like you, especially for a guy like Bowles. I think they're bullish on him. But yeah, be wary of, I signed an extension, therefore I'm safe in the NFL.
Yeah, Callahan was there last year, my bad. That's why he's up there, 10-1.
Second year there, right?
The first year guys are all way down there. You know, the Aaron Glenns, Kellen Moores, Liam Cohens. Sure. I mean, guys do get fired after one year.
Mayo got fired after a year. Todd Bowles has been fired after a year.
Yes, but but what you're betting on there, and it could happen, yeah. It's just that what you're betting on is that no coach gets fired in season. Because a first-year coach isn't going to get fired during the season.
Was it Frank Reich? Wasn't he like 12 games in with the Panthers when he got turfed?
It was early.
He?
I think he got turfed in his first year, I think.
There
they
are
had an ownership change and stuff, so.
There's plenty of coaches that have been canned 1 year.
But not mid-season. Because this is, again, the bet here is first coach
first
fired.
Coach.
So you'd be betting
that no
one gets fired during the season.
That's probably that's not a good bet.
So then you got guys like, these guys aren't going to get fired. McDermott, Ryan's.
See, the only way Harbaugh. The only way like McDermott gets fired is if the Bills have like a monumental playoff collapse again.
Well, what if the Bills just kind of stink? I mean, you know, these things do happen.
Sure.
I mean, it's not crazy to think that the Bills come out and are kind of scuffling along. You know, for value, 50-1 might be worth a flyer on McDermott, but they're going to be good. I don't see them being bad. And then all the way down at the very end of the list, and this is an interesting one because usually the very end of the list is like you're throwing away money.
Sure.
Andy Reid, 500-1, you're throwing away money.
Yeah.
He's not going to get fired. Nick Sirianni. 500-1.
What?
And yes,
good
value. They just won the Super Bowl, but if they revert back to their weird Sirianni's an ass ways,
they start 0-6 and he's hard to handle.
And they got the Super Bowl hangover. You might want to have a buck on that.
So Frank Reich was fired after going 1-10 with the Panthers.
So in his first year, he was fired after 11 weeks.
And now I've got the list of coaches fired within their first season.
Yeah, I was going to say here, Urban Meyer, Nathaniel Hackett, mm-hmm. Lovie Smith, Frank Reich, and Mayo.
Okay, so it does
happen. And also Bobby Petrino in Atlanta.
Well, he left.
Oh, I guess that's right.
He quit, but yeah.
So who would be the first year coach most likely fired in his first season?
You've got
Aaron Glenn, Kellen Moore, both Liam Cohen, all 150-1. Pete Carroll, 200-1.
Duval.
Mike Vrabel, 250-1. He's in New England now.
Yeah.
Brian Schottenheimer, 100-1. Ben Johnson, 100-1.
Maybe Schottenheimer. What if it's a total disaster in Dallas?
Jerry.
He doesn't really
do it. But
he doesn't. But if it's totally terrible,
he's the one, I guess.
Because none of them really make sense.
None of them really make sense. I was going to say, is there like a college guy or a guy that's like a really unproven, sort of situation?
I think my money there would be on New Orleans.
Yeah.
Just because they're weird.
They're weird.
And I don't think that was a good hire, Kellen Moore.
Well, no one wanted the job, really. And so, I could,
I mean, if they like 0-10.
Sure. Kellen Moore
Brian Schottenheimer.
Brian Schottenheimer.
And there you go. Fun with odds, ladies and gentlemen. I think my bet, I don't really bet these, but I find them really intriguing. I think I might have money sprinkled on Stefanski, Kyle Shanahan, Todd Bowles, and Zach Taylor. Yeah. I think I'd have money sprinkled on one of those four as longer. They're not long shots, but they're longer shots than the favorites.
Yeah. Again, I told you my.
But it's probably going to be McDaniel. Of the favorites, McDaniel.
See, that's the thing.
That's
I'd play some McDaniel,
good.
And for my long shot, I would play some Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. McDaniel's pretty good because they are expecting to win in Miami.
Yeah.
Like they.
Yeah.
They're making moves.
And
that's like horseradish.
Then basically said as much. And that's my, Dable too. I know there's not great odds there, but I think Dable's cooked. I don't think he survives the season. So that's where I would go.
Fun with odds continues at 5:00 with NBA over under win totals. But up next, we must get to In the Nuez. Get ready to pay money, your hard earned dollars.
I love giving money
to put your paddleboard and kayak in the water.
Oh, phenomenal. So exciting.
That is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.